Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Crime Scene Conspiracy by Jessica R. Patch, performed by Courtney Patterson. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. For everyone who thinks they must carry a burden alone. Special thanks to my agent, Rachel Kent, my editor, Shayna Acero, Susan L. Tuttle, and Jody Bailey. Thank you for all you do to help the books be even better. I treasure each one of you. 1. Texas Ranger Emily O'Connell glanced at the old money mansion, then the white commercial van parked in front, and inwardly groaned. How was she going to get past Stone Spencer? His aftermath recovery and trauma services van might as well have been a blaring beacon declaring the horrific event that had recently happened inside. And the week before Christmas. She'd hoped to beat him to the punch and avoid him and the million questions he was no doubt going to ask. Ignoring the cluster of media vans, hordes of journalists and camera crews filming the home, she focused on the house. Windows facing the circular drive were decked with evergreen wreaths and dotted in the center with red velvet bows. Windowsills were adorned with white taper candles, probably battery-operated ones that would automatically kick on at sunset. Classic Christmas decor. Only hours ago, socialite Tiffany Williford had ended her life by suicide. Holidays were, sadly, one of the highest times of the year for suicides. But Emily wasn't so sure it had been a suicide at all, and that's why she was here. Tiffany's much older husband, the Honorable Charles Williford, known by friends as Judge, had found her at 8 this morning in her private salon. Emily had passed the CSI vehicles on the long stretch of road leaving the home. With the Cedar Springs PD gone and the forensics processed, it was now up to the Spencer Aftermath Recovery Team to clean it up. But Emily wanted a peek at the crime scene before the process began. Leave it to Stone to be prompt. Emily had firsthand experience with his timeliness when one of her cases in the Public Integrity Unit had intersected with his, back when he'd also been a Texas Ranger in the Unsolved Homicide Unit. The man was organized, efficient, tough at times, but kind, and had a nose like a bloodhound when it came to sniffing out criminals. He'd been sorely missed when he'd resigned his position a few years ago. He'd also asked her out twice to dinner. And twice, she'd declined. Glancing in the rearview mirror, she tucked one of her long bangs that had come out of her low bun back where it belonged, then frowned at her freckles. She didn't mind being a redhead. She detested the freckles that covered her body, but she refused to use makeup or concealer to hide them. They were simply her. Donning her extra-wide sunglasses, she reached for her white cattleman hat from the passenger seat out of habit. But it was empty. Today, she was in her own vehicle and plain clothes so as not to alert the reporters at the house that a Texas Ranger from the PIU was on the scene. Her Texas Star badge was inside her jeans pocket. This was a covert mission. She exited the vehicle to a balmy 64 degrees. Per usual, it didn't look like snow for the Texas Hill Country this Christmas, but anything could happen in a week. A myriad of reporters demanded her identity, but she kept her head down to avoid being caught on camera, being sure not to act too inconspicuous. Her cowgirl boots clicked along the asphalt as she approached the front door. She ignored the reporters' questions and kept her back to the hungry cameras. Cedar Springs PD might be calling this a suicide, and maybe it was, and the autopsy report might read the same. But she and her director, George Baldwin, needed to know for sure. Judge Williford had ties to Governor Paul Henderson, and Paul Henderson was why she was here. No one could know. Not yet. Not even Stone Spencer. Emily wasn't going to lie. She did work in the Public Integrity Unit, after all. But she also wasn't going to share confidential information with the judge or anyone else. Her father used to say one only had their good word. Once that was broken, one could kiss integrity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?